Gina, first name, G-I-N-A, Whitehead, W-H-I-T-E-H-E-A-D, Whitehead, one word, 22305. Today is 8/16. Chief complaint, feeling tired, number one, dizzy, number two, weight loss of 10 pounds. She only weighs 91 pounds, dizziness, sore throat, cough, ear pain, and diarrhea. Our patient is a 17-year-old young woman who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 to 5 days period. Paragraph. She also had a breakup with her boyfriend and had 10-pound weight loss last month, but mom says she's doing better. Period. New paragraph. She's definitely not suicidal, has no plans to hurt herself or others. Period. New paragraph. Family history is consistent with hypertension, diabetes, and grandparents, and mom had eating disorder when she was younger. Patient has never been diagnosed with eating disorder and has not had any bulimic or anorexic symptoms. Her periods are still normal every 28 days. COVID immunization, none. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She wants to be an orthodontist. She's not working at this time. She's going to school, finishing up school. Last period was 2 weeks ago, was normal. Last one before that was on a monthly basis. Medical problems, none. Surgical problem, none. Medication, birth control pills, Orthonovum 777. Allergy, none. Weight, 91 pounds, down 10 pounds in the past month, 99, 98.4, 16, 98, 91 over 58. Heart causes, swollen causes, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are clear, oral mucosa, and visual, neurological, non-focal, skin shows no rash. Assessment, as far as abdominal pain is concerned, patient ultrasound of the abdomen is completely within normal limits today. Number two, her strep, flu, and COVID tests are negative. Number three, check H. pylori. Number four, with weight loss, we'll check thyroid. Number five, with history of mononucleosis, about a year ago, we'll check mono, liver function test, free T3, free T4, and a whole bunch of other tests. Next number, treat with Nexium, 40 milligram once a day. Next number, Zofran, 8 milligram once a day. Next number, mainly to see a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Next number, again, strep and flu and COVID were negative. Next number, the ultrasound of the echocardiogram, which was done because the palpitation was within normal limits. Next number, her carotid is within normal limits. Next number, her thyroid looks good. We looked at her thyroid because of the weight loss. Next number, we also looked at lymph nodes in her neck because of history of mononucleosis. Next number, we'll come back next week. Next number, again, she was asked regarding suicidal thoughts, ideation, and none was reported. Thank you. And discuss with mom at length. Thank you.